What's the toughest thing? Is it when the bands just turn it too high and you, I mean, just you can just turn off your board and just say, well, I'm done, because they're they obviously are so cranked up I can't adjust anything? Or what's the toughest thing you've had to deal with for bands?
So I think it can be a little bit surprising, because but actually it goes into what you just said, which is that at some point a band is so insanely over the top loud that in a certain sense the universe kind of wraps all the way around to where it started, and you just kind of go, all right, there's nothing I can do about this. That is to say, if I actually do something about it, it is going to be so loud in here that that the five people who are left are going to leave, right?
Right.
And so at that point you say, all right, I'm going to do absolutely the minimum that is required to just get through this. Not because you ever want to just, you know, just do the minimum and walk away with having done as little work as possible.
Right.
But because you're going to kill everybody in the process if you actually try, if you try to fix it, because you've got
to
be...
Yeah, if you try to adjust it and turn somebody else up.
If you get into the idea that you have to fix everything that the band is doing, really the only way to do that is to completely swamp the already acoustically occurring event in the room,
right,
with the PA.
Right.
And with a loud band, that means an incredibly loud PA.
Right.
When you're in a 3,000 square foot room with, you know, concrete floor and reflective walls.
Ceiling and...
That's, I mean...
Rectangle, so...
Right. I mean, it's it's actually insane everywhere, but in that kind of setting, it's even more insane.
Right.
So the hardest things are actually when you're in sort of a middle ground, and when there's enough space for you to do things, and you do need to do those things, and there are a lot of those things to do. So, for instance, some of the most challenging situations are the most fun.
Right.
And with the coolest bands.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, when I work on a show with Floyd Show,
right,
which I'm getting the opportunity again to do on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
Because they're coming in for Fats Appreciation Day.
Okay, so this is coming on this Saturday.
This is the Saturday.
And let's talk about, we'll talk about Fats in a little bit, but yeah absolutely. So, okay, so doing, yeah.
But a Floyd Show night is one where I find that I really have to, if you take the meaning, fly the plane the whole time. And it's not
learning
because,
to fly. Sorry, I had
dun,
to
dun, 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 yeah. dun, 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 dun. It's not because they're a bad band. It's just that there's a lot going on that you have to keep track of. And also because they are a good band and they're not stupid loud, you have room to do those things.
Right.
You know? There are other situations. I think I was asked a similar question by Trevor Hale. He was doing an interview with me at one point back
nice.
When I was just getting started with the website. And I think that in general, one of the toughest things to do is what I call ethnic folk. And the reason for that is because that style of music, which is some people might call it like gypsy punk.
Oh, you're talking about like Wanagani and Folk Hogan and those cats,
right?
Is it just because there's just so many of them to try to dial them in, or is it because there's so many different personalities with the sound and like one drummer is going to be just lightly tapping, the other one's going to be banging out pretty hard, and so just getting all of those influxes and everything is kind of where you're... Is that kind of what you're talking about? There's just so much diversity throughout the band that it's hard to dial it in, or...?
There's the diversity, and there's also the what you said at first, which is there's so many.
Right.
And the other thing is not even so much that there's so many, but there's so much traffic
in
the critical mid-range area.
Right.
That's where your vocals live. That's where things like the accordion live. That's where the fiddle lives. That's where all these instruments live. and there's so much happening all the time.
Right.
And so you're trying to figure out, to use a metaphor from a recording engineer who I believe goes by the name Slipper Man, is that you're trying to get everybody into a phone booth. And you're trying to do it in such a way that nobody gets killed.
Right.
And and I want to make sure to say, because I'm friends with particularly Brian and Liesl from Wanagani.
Oh, they're great people. I love them to death.
They're fantastic people, and the band is such a party.
Yeah.
You know? It's, you know, nothing... Well, it's like you said about the site. There are things that I say that are pointed, but I don't want it to be insulting to anybody.
Sure.
I just want to be real about what the challenges are.
Right.
And so for a band like Wanagani, I would say, you know, please don't, you know, don't change who you are.
Right.
But I do just want to be honest about, you know, it's like there are some bands that require virtually no effort. And then there are some bands where you're really, where you're more in a crisis mode for the duration of the set.